I wouldn't like to have been there when the Savior spoke with a great command and to witness in a wonder of His wonders working hand. No miracle has caught my eyes to cause my heart to see, but by faith I'm led to realize there's a miracle in me. And I have never seen the thousands fed or the blinded made to see. And I've never watched Him raise the dead, but I know when He lifted me, it's a wonder right before mine eyes, close enough for me to see. In my heart is where this wonder lies. There's a miracle in me. If we have a faith that measured by the smallest mustard seed, all our mountain will be mastered by the master of our needs. And if we have a childlike trust, He said He'd do the greatest things. He would heal the sick, He would raise the dead, and be a miracle in me. And I have never seen the thousands fed or the blinded made to see. I've never watched Him raise the dead, but I know when He lifted me, it's a wonder right before mine eyes, close enough for me to see. In my heart is where the wonder lies. There's a miracle in me. I hope you can pray this morning. I don't know where the Lord will lead my mind. I know that I love Jesus this morning more than I love my life. My life, I thank God. What good is my life without You? But I think of His word that said, in Him I move and I have my being. He said, and without me you can do nothing. Who is man that thou art mindful of, or the son of man that thou visitest? And I thought, Lord, who is man? The dust of the earth. A man, He said, man come forth like a flyer and he's cut down. He fleeth like a shadow and continueth not. Man's like the flower of the earth, the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth. And man is no more. Our lives is like a bubble upon the water. We're just here for a little while. Pretty soon the bubbles will bust and the vapors will fade away. We'll lie down to rise no more until the heavens be no more. I believe today, brethren, today that time is running out on mankind. Though I might leave before the day's out, yet time, as God has set forth in His record, that He set a time that He would judge this world in righteousness by that man, Jesus Christ. The very miracle that came down from on high, brethren, had come unto this world, a man that was born of a woman and made under the law. I thought of him and how poor he came into this world. Born and laid in a manger, brethren, today, until the wise men had come to bring the gifts. And I thought how poor he come into the world, and the writer said he became poor that you might be rich this morning. Without him, Brother Keith, we can do nothing. But with him and by him, all things is possible unto them that will believe upon his name. Though we are poor and wretched in this world, yet we become rich through the blood of Jesus Christ. Through his shed blood, we're able to be overcome the world. And he said unto them that will overcome, he said, I'll make them a pillar in the temple of my God. I'll write upon him my new name. I'll write upon him the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem. I believe today, if you've been born again, he said, I'll give unto them a little white stone, and in that stone a new name, which no man knows save he that receiveth it. Do you know that you know this morning that you've been born again, not of the corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible, by the word of God which lives and abides forever? Brethren, in this word today, the Son that became flesh, he said, for in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. I listen today, and because he said, because I live, ye can live also. Because he came, I listen unto the poor of the poor. I came that he might give a life unto as many that would believe upon him. Whosoever would believe upon the Son, a man shall not perish, but have eternal life abiding within him. Brethren, today in this life as we know it here is temporal. But the life they're talking about, on the inside, there's two men in the race. And I don't know where I'm going, brethren. I'm just following along. There's two men in the race. There's an outward man, and there's an inward man. On the inside is where the real man lives. I tell them sometimes, I look out of my eyes, and I see through these eyes, but there's the real man. I can feel on the inside looking out. It's just the house lying. This man looks out of a window, and the writer said in the book of Ecclesiastes, when the eyes are dim, brethren, and the grinders are few, they that look out of the windows, brethren, there's a man on the inside of this man that you look at, that you can't see, and you can't behold his form, but he is born. He's likened unto the Most High God. Brethren, and in the garden he lost his likeness, for he was created in the image of God, and after his likeness. And you're talking about a miracle. God, brethren, gave that likeness back to him in Jesus Christ today. Brethren, today, for there when they in the book of Acts at Antioch, they was called Christians for because they was Christ-like. Brethren, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus the Lord. What kind of a mind did Jesus have when he was here on the earth? I come not to do my own will, but I come to do the will of him that sent me. You talking about miracle? This man that walked upon the water, listen today. One night while the disciple was crossing on to the other side, brethren, and Jesus tarried behind. Oh, brethren. About 3 o'clock in the morning, I believe it was, brethren. They looked out. Lord, yesterday, the wind, no doubt, was boisterous. Brethren, in the waves, it was rough. But they looked out and they saw a man walking upon the water. You think today, brethren, that wasn't a miracle. The day, and they was afraid, for they thought they'd saw a spirit, brethren. But this man Jesus, did they know their father's voice? This man Jesus cried out, be not afraid, children. It is I. Listen what Peter said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come unto you. Peter, come. Come unto me. Keep your eyes on me, Peter. Oh, children, get your eyes off the world this morning. For the world, you'll sink with the world. And Peter stepped out of that boat, brethren, right upon the water. Do you think the water held him up, brethren? No, brethren. It was the power of the Almighty God that had lifted him up and was carrying him across the water, and his eyes fastened on Jesus. Sometime, brethren, I get my eyes off of Jesus. I listen, looking into the world and the things of the world. The Bible said you're drawn away when you're drawn away of your own lust and enticed, brethren. Brethren, and Peter took his eyes off the Lord, and down in the water he began to sing, he began to fall down. Brethren, what do you do when you get you see yourself going down? You begin to cry out, oh Jesus, have mercy on me. Oh Jesus, I'm going to perish, brethren. No doubt. Peter was a good swimmer. Listen, today he was a fisherman, and many times he cast himself into the water. He could swim, don't you never doubt. But the waves must have been bad that day, out on the dark, cold water. Children, when you're out in the dark, listen, of sin, people, I want you to know it's a dark and a cold place, but there's a man called Jesus, your shepherd is standing there, smiling so sweet, and he's a calling unto you, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest this morning. I'll save you out of your sin. I'll deliver you out of all your troubles. And listen to the day in Jesus. Reached down because Peter called. Because Peter cried out, have mercy or I perish. He reached down and took him by the hand. Many times, Lord, have you took me by the hand and lifted me out of all my troubles and sorrow, Brother Gray. Me and you experience a lot of things alike in life. Lord God, there's no temptation taking man but that such as common unto man. Listen, no man can say I'm tenth but above another fellow. And all the day lies was in like passion as we are. But he prayed, brethren, and the Lord shut the heavens up that it rained not for 3.5 years. You talking about a miracle, brethren? I think of the miracles of God and how God with a span, brethren, he stretched out the heaven and holds all the water in the hollow of his hand. This is the God that I serve the most this morning. This is the one, brethren, that walked upon the water and caused them listen today to believe, brethren. Brethren, this is the one that they put in the grave, primo, and the grave couldn't hold him. This is the miracle that I want to preach about today. The loveliest being, brethren, that was ever was, that came in into this world, and walked upon the water, and walked upon the sand. I listened the day I come to do His Father's will that sent Him, and cried in the garden, brother, not my will, Father, but Thy will be done. I listened the day, brother, He was a man likened unto you and I. Sin was accepted unto this man Jesus, and He had power, brother. I want you to know He was not lying. He was not like you and I. He didn't doubt, brother. No, for God was in Him, reconciling the world unto Himself. No, brethren, the day and day they doubted Him. The Pharisees doubted His word. I think of the time, brother, when Jesus was in a house, brother. How do you think about this now? They was lawyers there. They was Pharisees there. And they gathered in the house. And they was all talking to Jesus. And Jesus was talking to them and teaching them, brother. Listen today. And there was a man without the house. There was no room in that house. Not room for another man. Couldn't even get down the aisle into where Jesus said, wouldn't you like to have been there, brother, and just sit around and listen to the voice of the Lord, how He's speaking. Even them old unbelieving Pharisees said, never man spake like this man. Brethren, but there was a man without on a bed, brethren, that was able to lift himself up. And I thought of this morning, brethren. Listen the day how he had two little friends must have loved him. The Bible never mentions their name, brethren, but they talk about the one that carried him up on top of the roof and took the root of fall and let him down through the ladders of the room, brethren, the day where Jesus said, Jesus saw their faith and said unto the man, thy sins be forgiven thee.
Yes, sir.
They begin to mock Jesus and said, thou blasphemer, who can forgive sin but God? Brethren, today, listen what Jesus said unto them, that you might know that the Son of Man had power on earth to forgive sin. He said to the sick of the palsy, arise, take up thy couch and go on down, brethren. And immediately he rose up, brethren, and went out a shouting, no doubt, and a praising God. Brethren, the day, listen, Jesus showed forth his great work while he was here on earth, but yet they believed not. Why didn't they believe, brethren? Though the Bible had said unto them, they have eyes to see with him. A prophecy of old had said, they have eyes to see with and see not. They have ears to hear with and hear not. I cry unto people. I preach the word unto people. And I see so many people turning to death here, brethren. They love darkness rather than light. They won't come to the light. They love the ways of their life. When you get tired of living in sin, you'll seek out this lost, lovely man that walked up on the water. You'll seek out for a miracle from him, the one that is able, listen to call the dead man to rise. I thought of the passion of Jesus, brother, when one day he walked by and there was a woman a-weeping. She had only one child and she was a-crying and weeping bitterly. No doubt, can you imagine if you only had one child and as you carried him out, how the mother would weep and cry, love, but Jesus, I had compassion upon the widow woman. I had mercy upon the woman. And show forth a miracle in her life. And as the young man, he laid his hand upon the beer where the young man lied and said, I say unto thee, young man, arise and walk. Oh, rise up. And immediately he rose up and come back to his mother. And I think of all the shouting must have went on. The Bible's not clear. But can you read a little bit into this? How the mother would have felt. How her little hands probably went up. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy upon my son. One dad was dead. I've got him alive again. Here is the miracle of our God. Nothing impossible. Whatsoever the Lord doing, brother. No man can add to it. No man can take away. Listen, whatsoever that he does. Whatsoever he tells you to do. You do that, and you'll see the hand of the miracle God as he told the woman. Listen, they wanted wine, didn't they? Listen, the first miracle that he ever done, brother, in the day, they have no wine. Jesus said, what's that to me? His mother said, whatsoever that he tells you to do, you do that. I'm telling you this morning, if you want wine in your heart, which is the Spirit, my brethren. If you want a little wine in your heart, you better come to Jesus. Whatever he tells you to do, you do it. It don't matter, friend. Listen, let me tell you, and I'll get back to that. There was an old man, listen, in the days of slavery, they was told, brethren, Brother Clifford Colley used to tell them, there was an old slave, brethren, that worked for the master of that kingdom. Listen, and he was a praying man, and the old master had heard him pray many a time and cry and weep and mourn, and he knew he was a man of God. And the master, brethren, got cancer, and he was about to die, and he called for this man and sent everybody else out. What must I do to have what you have? What must I do to go to heaven, brother? Listen, one. He knew that the old master was a proud man, Brother Terry, and listen what he told him. He said, sir, you got to go down there to the hog pen, and you got to get right down in the mire of them hogs, and you got to beg Jesus forgive you. The master humbled himself and said, if that's what I got to do, I'll go down to the hog pen. I'll get down into the mire. I'll call upon the name of Jesus. And the old man said, no, you just got to be willing to do that. Friend, whatsoever he tells you to do, you do that, friend. God is a God at hand. He's not a God afar off. I thought a little Mephibosheth, brethren, that was lame on his feet, dwelled down in a land called Lodabar. When David took over, brethren, Saul's reign, he said, is there anybody left in the house of Saul that I may bless because of Saul and Jonathan? Listen, today, and the old prophet said, there's a little one down in Lodabar. Listen, it was lame. His mother dropped him when he was just a child, and he was not able to walk, brethren. Send for him. Here's what I want you to do, sinner man. Send for Jesus. When he calls for you, you say, Lord, here am I. All his son, when David brung this little man up, here's how he failed. He said, David, thou art a great king, and you got a reverence. Our God is a great king, friend. David, thou art a king, and I'm not worthy to come to thy presence. I'm just a dog, Lord. Who am I that you would look upon such a one as I? But David said unto him, all the days of your life, you're going to eat bread at my table. You're going to eat at my table. You're going to be in my house, and yours and my servants. He commanded them to take care of his fields. Brethren, I listen today. I want you to know when Jesus invites you in to eat at his table. He said, as the Father appointed unto me a kingdom, I appoint unto you. That you can eat and drink at my table in my kingdom. There's a king today. There's a table to eat at. No matter if you're lame, if you're wounded in this world. I know the devil's wounded you, friend, and sin has took you down further than you want to stay, further than you want to go. And he's held a lot of people longer than they want to stay. Many says in their heart, Brother Greg, I'll just take a little drink. I'll take a little drug. Maybe just for a little while, but it takes them down and down and down. The wicked one, he's told the lie from the beginning, friend. I want you to know the day Jesus loves you this morning. He wants you to come to his house. He wants to dwell at your house today. He wants to give unto you a bite of that bread that you might live forever. You get a drink of this water, you'll never thirst again. Here the day, brethren, there's many miracles down through the record of God. I've seen how that God has worked. God works like God, and man works like man. God is a never-changing God. He never changes. He said, I'm the same yesterday, the day, and forevermore. And I changed not. Listen, he told John on the Isle of Patmos. He, John, behold, I am he that was dead, but behold, I'm alive, and I'm alive forevermore. I'm not talking about a God that's able to walk the water, brethren, and then as perishes and leaves away. I'm talking about a God that's able to come out of the grave and sit down on the throne of God and make intercession for you and I. I'm talking about a God that's able to speak and to hear all at the same time, every mind, every heart there is. The Word of God, it's quick, it's powerful, it's sharper than any two-edged sword. It divides asunder the heart and the spirit, the joint and the marrow. It's a discerner of the thoughts and the intents of a man's mind. It searches the deep things, yea, even the hidden things of your heart. Do you ever think, do you have any skeletons in your closet? I believe every man's got a skeleton in his closet. I want you to know that this God that I'm preaching about today, he said, I behold both the good and the evil. My eyes go to and fro through the earth. He said, there's not a thought that he don't already know, that afar off he knows them. What can you say today unto a God? No wonder the Pharisee said, never man spake like this man. The Gadarene, brethren, I didn't have nothing. He dwelled in the tomb. He cut himself, and every man was afraid of him. But when Jesus come by, brethren, listen, the day Jesus come by, and the devils begin to talk, thou son of David, Jesus, thou, we know who thou art. Why have you come to torment us before our time? And Jesus rebuked them. He rebuked the spirits was in that man. The Gadarene had many devils. How many devils did he have, brethren? I don't know how many he had, but there was about 120 hogs dwelling on the side of the mountain. Ah, listen, the day, and the devil said unto Jesus, besought us not to go out into the earth. You see, the devil always dwells in the flesh. Let us go into the herd of hogs. And brethren, he said, go, and he sent them out, and they went into the herd of the hogs. Listen, the day, I remember when my sin was casted out. I didn't know where they went to. I didn't care where they went to. The only thing I know that they perished. The herd of hogs ran violently down a steep place
and perished
into the sea. Yes, Brother sir. Keith, the Bible said in the old Bible, he told Israel, he said, I'll cast your sins as far as the east is into the west. I'll cast them into the depths of the sea. They'll never be remembered against you no more. That's what Jesus done there. He cast them sins into the depths of the sea. What happened to the wild Gadarene? He clothed him. He put him in his right mind. And the people came by and saw the man that no man can tame.
Yeah.
Sitting and talking with Jesus. Brother, listen, they compelled Jesus to go out of their country. They was afraid of him. Why would you have been afraid of Jesus when he had tamed the man that no man can tame? When he caused the man that had dwelled in the tombs to have life again. I've seen the wicked people of this earth, how Jesus saves them and changes their life from one to another. And like Brother John said, I'm brand new. I want you to know, if you want to be brand new, you must be born again.
Yes, sir.
Jesus has got a miracle for you.
He does, brother.
We'll save you some time, brother. Jesus has got a miracle for you. And here's the good part, that whosoever will, let him come and take of the water of life freely.
Amen.
If you're thirsty, he's got a drink for you. It's eternal life. It's a drink of life, people. And it's in his hand, and he'll give to whomsoever he will. Well, whomsoever, who is the whomsoever? The whomsoever is whosoever will believe. If you will believe in thine heart and confess with thy mouth, thou shalt be saved. But you can't get it up here in your lips and not truly have it in your heart. So you got to seek him with all thine heart. You got to be like the old master of the plantation. You got to be willing to get down into the mire if you have to. Whatever it takes, Jesus, and give him your whole heart, soul, mind, and strength. Give it all to him. And I promise you, friend, it'll be the best decision you ever made.
That's the truth, brother.
You will never regret giving your life to Jesus, but you'll always be thankful and you'll always be glad that you got him on your side. When trials and tribulations come, he'll never leave you. He said, I'm an everlasting abider. He said, I'll be with you in the sixth trouble, and I'll let no evil come upon you in the seventh, which is the hour of death. He'll be there with you, friend. He'll deliver you as he did the apostles, as he did the prophets of old. He'll deliver them out of many trials and tribulations, out of all the things, even to the Red Sea. When Pharaoh come up against him, what happened, brother? He performed the miracle, didn't he? Rolled the sea back. They went across the water dry shod. Caused the east wind to blow so they wouldn't have to wade the mud. But the wicked assailing the cross was perished. And they perished in the sea. And he took the rider. And I laughed one time. They said, well, the place where they crossed was only 3 foot deep. I said, well, that's even more of a miracle than the sea. He drowned a whole army in 3 foot of water.